The University of Virginia men's basketball team rolled through the tough Atlantic Coast Conference this year and were given the NCAA tournament's number one overall seed. And yet the Cavs suffered an historic defeat in the first round, losing to Maryland Baltimore County 74-54. It was the first time ever that the number one overall seed lost to a number 16. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. Thank you for tuning in today, and thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor this show, and you can learn more at WWIB.com. Former Badger coach Brad Soderberg is an assistant at UVA on Tony Bennett's staff, and he's on the phone with me today. So it's been over 2 weeks since you lost to Maryland Baltimore County, but I bet you're still feeling the pain today, huh?
Boy, is that an understatement. It's been a very big pill to swallow. Very disappointing, to say the least. What's kind of ironic about the whole thing is, we went into the tournament, I think 31-2, and probably had the best, not probably, but definitely did have the best season in the history of the University of Virginia. Went undefeated on the road in ACC play. Of the 21 games we played against ACC competition, we won 20. And yet, what we're probably going to be remembered for is exactly what your intro was all about. We're the first one seed to lose to a 16. So, yes, pain is still there, and we're just trying to stay positive and move forward.
Mm-hmm. So what did they exploit on you guys to win this one? I mean, what was the formula that Baltimore County pulled off here?
Well, you'd probably have to ask them specifically, but what was difficult for us is that they were quicker than us at five different positions. And, during the course of an ACC season, or in your part of the country, in the course of a Big Ten season, the bodies are bigger and not as quick. And I think there was a lot of factors that went into the loss, not the least of which was they played extremely well. I mean, they shot the ball very well. They executed at a high level. Their quickness bothered us when we were on offense. They pressured the ball in a way that we hadn't seen in ACC play. And then, of course, we can't minimize the fact that in the last game of the ACC tournament, we lost one of our best players to a broken wrist. And I think had we had one more game before the start of the tournament, we could have, been used to playing without him, but that didn't work out. So I think more credit goes to UMBC than fault to UVA, but nonetheless, we were hopeful we could find a way to beat them nonetheless, and it just didn't happen.
Your boss, Tony Bennett, called this an old-fashioned butt-whipping.
Well said. We got our tails kicked in every way that you can, and it was, as I said in my initial comments, just been an incredibly difficult pill to swallow. And, a big dose of humility for all of us. And we're just trying to, get back on our feet and carry on. But the good news is nobody died. In the end, it was just a basketball game. And that's easy for me to say and hard for our fans to swallow, but that is reality.
Yeah, that's right. So take me inside your locker room there after the defeat. What was that like?
Well, you could probably have a pretty good guess. It was just very, very painful. A bunch of tears were shed. A lot of sagging faces. It was very, very hard. It was a difficult blow for so many reasons. Not the least of which is our expectations were very high, and this team accomplished so very much that I think the sudden stop to the season was a real shock for everybody.
Yeah, it may take a while for fans to appreciate what an outstanding season your Cavs really had. I mean, nothing can totally erase the memories of that final game, but tell me what it meant to you guys, Brad, to be the number one overall seed in the tournament?
Well, I think we kind of knew it was going to happen because we were ranked number one in the country for probably close to a month before the NCAA tournament selection show. So that wasn't a big surprise. And you know, the truth of the matter is this was a very vulnerable team. We don't have but one McDonald's All-American. There's nobody on our roster that's on anybody's draft board. I think, and he would probably be embarrassed for me to say this, I think we've got the best coach in the United States leading our program, and I think he just did an unbelievable job for us to be 31-2 going into the tournament. We were very vulnerable, and you know, there were many times this year we struggled to score. There were we had such a fine line with our personnel, and that was proven. I mean, when we lose one of the guys in our rotation, it has more of a crippling effect than it might on another team that's got, you know, multiple McDonald's All-Americans. So it was exciting and you know, a nice thing to put in a recruiting note, but other than that, it didn't have any bearing. In fact, it may have hurt us to one extent, and that expectations just went to another level once that happened. So just kind of the perfect storm hit, and now we're dealing with the end of the storm. So we'll be okay.
All right, 55-year-old Brad Soderberg, an assistant coach with the Virginia Cavaliers men's basketball team, the number one seed overall that was bounced out right away in the tournament. I think we'll get together next time, Brad, and talk about picking up the pieces here. How do you accomplish that? Because you got another season on the horizon once again in 2018-19, and you're going to be called upon to win there. And forget this one, put it in the past, and we'll talk about that and visit about your faith, too, and have you assess this weekend's Final Four down in San Antonio. So thank you for coming by today. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. My pleasure.